You know, the Bible says that a prophet is not without honor, saving his own country. If people across the country could be here tonight in Gadsden, Alabama, they could see these Christian gentlemen that are fixing to sing for you do have some honor within their own country. I sincerely don't know of a group in America today that deserve it anymore. I've worked with these gentlemen for many years, produced a lot of their albums, and I can truthfully say, quite frankly, that I have a blood brother that I probably don't love as much as I do these men. They are my brothers in Christ, and I feel like they're my brothers in the flesh. I love them dearly, and I know you do too. And aside from that, they're probably some of the finest singers that's ever been in the gospel music industry. I'd like for you to make welcome to the stage your friends and mine, Gold City.
So much. God bless you. I'd like to introduce a young man now that has blessed my heart for the past 8 or 9 years that he's been with Gold City. One of the finest Christian young men that I know, Mr. Brian Free.
As Christians, we should strive every day to be more like Jesus. This song really touches my heart. I hope it does yours.
Take this bond that you made for me, I give it more to thee. Take my heart, come and change the old part, cleanse and set me free. My eyes to see where you may lead, Lord, these old ears to hear me pray. Just take this willing vessel, Lord, and make it just like you.
Just like you, Lord, just like you I long to be. To stand alone, if you say stand, for Lord, you stood for me.
Swimming. How deep is the water? I'm stepping out farther.
Thank you so much. God bless you. You know, I think that we've got the greatest band in the world up here, don't you? I want you to give them a hand. These young men are multi-talented, and they've just put this thing together this week and are doing a super job. I'd like to take just a minute for those of you who don't know some of these young men up here and tell you who they are. The young man that plays the piano, and he's been with us about 9 years now. I've been working with him since he's about 18 years old, and I'm not going to tell you how old he is now, but he is doing a super job. He arranges all of Gold City's music, and you can look back the last 10 years, and people say, y'all just have a different sound. Well, this young man right here has been arranging our songs all that time. Very talented. We love him, and I know a lot of you have learned to love him. We call him Taco. I want you to make him welcome tonight, Mr. Gary Jones. Young man that's playing the bass guitar, he's from Rogersville, Tennessee, a fine Christian young man. Been with us about a year now, and I hope he stays 100 more. I want you to make him welcome tonight, Mr. Mark Fain. Make him welcome. Young man that's playing percussions back here, and if you watch TNN and listen to a lot of different albums, you'll hear this young man playing the harp and percussions on him. He's one of the most talented men that I believe I've ever known, and we feel so privileged to have him with us. He received Christ as his personal Savior not too long ago and has a beautiful testimony. If you just give him that much, he'll give it to you. I want you to make him welcome Mr. Terry McMillan. Young man that's playing the drums, he's been with us about a year. I've known him all his life. He's doing a super job, but I want you to make him welcome tonight, Mr. Doug Riley. Make him welcome. Young man that's playing the steel guitar, and he's been in and around Gold City for about the last 10 years. The first time I ever saw him, he pulled up my dump truck up at our office in Dahlonega, Georgia, and said, I play the guitar. And we hired him, and he was with us for several years, and then he went on to Nashville and played with the Hensons, and he plays the lead guitar and the steel guitar. A very talented young man, and I want you to make him feel real welcome. We're tickled to have him here tonight, Mr. Darryl LaCroix. Would you make him welcome? Now, this fine-looking young man over here on the end, he's been playing the guitar since he's old enough to pick the strings on one, and he played with Gold City back about the same time Darryl did, and he went with the Hensons, and now he is a Nashville studio musician. Very, very talented. He's advanced as much as anybody I believe I've ever seen. I want you to make him welcome here tonight, Mr. Kelly Back. Make him welcome. As a young man, I tell you that, you know, you go through life and you meet a lot of different people. And we get to meet people that God has touched their life. And this young man, God has touched his life. He's touched his voice. His voice reaches people. His voice is being used by the Lord to let people know that Jesus loves them. And I'm just glad to be able to introduce him, Mr. Ivan Parker.
Let me take just a moment to say tonight that over the years, so many times we go through trials through this life that sometimes we don't understand. And every time that it seems like I go through a trial, you know, the Bible says that we go through valleys to make us strong. And I want to say tonight, if you're going through a valley, you're going to be strong here in just a little while. Because it's not going to be long before Jesus is going to come and take the saints of God to be with him in heaven. So we're not going to receive any glory while we're down here. But thank God that glory is waiting for us. I'm unworthy to stand in sweet glory land. But I know there's a place in that city for me, a personal palace by the Savior's own hand now shines in great beauty for my eyes soon to see.
Coming down.
coming down. Boy, that's a good one. If that don't get you stirred up, you ain't got nothing to get stirred up. You know, I tell you what, God's given us so many wonderful songs over the past 10 years, and it was really a job picking the songs that we were going to do for the live album, our 10th anniversary celebration live. And my goodness, we argued for 3 days, didn't we, on what songs we ought to do, because this one would want that one, and this one, the other one would want this one, and we finally came down to these songs. There's a song that we recorded back 6 or 7 years ago that talks about an old Bible character named Nebuchadnezzar. As a lot of you know, Nebuchadnezzar wanted folks to worship him. Now, he had reached a high level in life, and he was a king, and he built an idol and wanted everybody to bow down. When they heard the bell ring, they're supposed to bow down to Nebuchadnezzar. But there were three old stubborn Hebrew boys named Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that just would not do it. And he liked them. He really hated to have to get on to them. But he had talked to us, and the fellas, you know, I like you. All you got to do is just bow down. They said, we're not going to do it. He said, well, I'm going to throw you in the furnace. He said, go ahead. Our God is able. How many of you have that kind of faith tonight? That took a lot of faith. We sing this song all over the country, and the kids really like it. A song called Four in the Fire.
My name is Nebuchadnezzar. I've got a story for you.
Back when I was king, I saw the strangest things.
You think it is impossible, but it is true.
Well, there were three Hebrew children who would not bow down to me.
So a furnace was prepared, and I threw them all in there.
When I looked into the flames, I cried, now how can this be?
Look at this, there's
one, two.
The man who threw the Hebrews in
before they had the time to shut the furnace door.
That king was never so frightened.
He was scared to death.
He ordered the captives set free.
They, without a doubt, when only three came out,
this will be a day remembered down through history.
To introduce to you tonight one of my closest and dearest friends. We've grown together as a group, but we've grown together as close personal friends. And I want to introduce to you the smoothest baritone in gospel music, Mike Lefevre.
That sure was nice. Thank you. For 26 years, I ran from the Lord. And all the time, I didn't realize that He had His hand reached out to me. His arms reached out open to me. Back in September of 1988, I finally reached out and took hold of that hand that was reached out to me for all those years. And thank God now I'm safe in the arms of Jesus. I want you to listen to one of my testimony songs. It's a beautiful song. When He reached down His hand for me.
Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way, I was wretched and as vile as could be. Then the Savior in love gave me peace from above when He reached down His hand for me.
You know, I've been serving God since 1977 when I accepted Him as my personal Savior. He's blessed me in so many ways. And I thank Him so much for each one of you sitting out there tonight, especially our wives that have loved us. Not only through the good times, but through the bad times in the past 10 years. God is real tonight, people, and He can be real in your life. And I'd like to tell you that if you don't know Him as a personal Savior, we'd like to tell you about Him tonight. Listen to this next verse and let it touch your heart.
Now my heart does rejoice since I made Him my choice. In the tempest, to Him I then flee, there to lean on His arm, safe, secure from all harm, since He reached way down His hand for me.
With the Savior reached down for me,
He had to reach way down for me. 'Cause you see, I was lost and undone without God.
He had to reach
I'll have to think about my paradise somewhere beyond the blue. My home awaits me in the eastern sky, maybe next door to you. We'll go parading in the distant stars right down the Milky Way.
The planets Jupiter and Neptune and Mars won't even be halfway.
Oh yes, I'm moving
up to glory land.
Oh yes, I'm
moving home into the NASCAR hat. I don't know when I'm leaving, but I'm ready to go. When I get to heaven, I'll be welcome by those.
Oh, yes, I'm moving
up to glory land.
I made my reservation long ago, the day came up soon. And with my mansion ready, I know I'm gonna move right in. I have a vision of a happy place. We'll bring the bird what wants me.
Right on the corner of those avenues, Hallelujah Street.
Oh yes, I'm moving
up to glory land.
I'm moving,
calling to his NASCAR hat. I don't know when I'm leaving, but I'm ready to go. When I get to heaven, I'll be welcome, I know.
Oh, yes, I'm moving up to glory land.
Moving
up to glory land.
Songs that over the last few years you've molded to some of your favorite songs. See if you recognize some of them tonight.
In my home of life, I will fly away to that land so fair. Meet my Jesus there, it will be so grand. When I get to that land, in my home of life, I will fly away.
Yes, in my
home. Thank you.
hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet.
You know, we've had a wonderful time the last 10 years. There have been times that we didn't really know we were even going to be going on the next week. Anytime you totally dedicate your life to serve the Lord, you can bet that Satan's going to stick his head up somewhere. And I can look back over the past 10 years and I can see some times when I was so up that absolutely my feet didn't even touch the ground hardly. And then we've seen times in those 10 years that absolutely I didn't have the heart to go on. And I'd cry out to God and I'd say, God, should I keep my family in this kind of situation? How many of you have cried out to God before for advice or for some kind of encouragement? Say, Lord, are you sure this is what you want me to do? And you get so low, you say, I just like to live a normal life. I like to be able to go to church with my family and be able to see my kids play baseball and get to do things with them. But just like God told old Abraham and Isaac and all of the people that he picked down through the years to serve him, says, son, I've got you right where I want you. And that's serving me. But you know, through all of these times, over the past 10 years, there's one thing that we've learned, that through it all, we've learned to trust in God.
Well, we've had many tears and sorrow. We've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times we didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave us blessed consolation that our trials come to only make us strong. Oh, we've been to lots of places and we've seen so many faces. There have been times that I've felt so all alone. But in our lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let us know that we are His own.
Through it all,
Jesus, we've learned to trust in God.